Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We're with you every Tuesday and Wednesday night, and now we're going back to South Bend, Indiana, for our weekly Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet rich in sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Just go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, Happy New Year, buddy, and thank you for joining us.
Coach, it's great to be with you. It's a little disappointing this time of year not being ready for Notre Dame to play, but that's okay because we're really enjoying the other games, the games with the teams that made it into the playoffs. And it's been exciting, but there's a lot of other things going on too now to make 2026 a very explosive year, especially for the Irish.
Frank, let me ask you, what has been the attitude there on campus? I know this is something maybe just a quick answer. The attitude as far as them not playing, is it they, what are the players doing? Are they on campus? Is there sort of a lull there as far as no football on campus?
Well, right now, Coach, they're on break, Christmas break, and they won't come back for another week or so. And at that point, they'll start doing winter workouts, getting ready for the spring ball. But the thing that's going on right now with the coaches is that they're looking through the portal to see if they can satisfy some of the needs that they feel they need. And what we're hearing is that they're looking for some defensive linemen, people that can really stop the middle up as far as the run game is concerned. They're looking for some good receivers. They're losing a few. Pauling, they'll be gone. And also the tight end Reardon would be gone. And also Fields, which was a big receiver. So they're looking to fill those holes. I believe the best offensive weapon they're going to have next year is C.J. Carr. He's the guy that really is going to be the leader of the offense and maybe even the leader of the team. His personality, his poise, his leadership is something that's going to really override so many other things. And people are going to look to him to bring forth great plays and great chemistry on the team. He's a great player, a great young man, a good student in school, and is very coachable, according to Gino Gaduli, who to me is is like a quarterback whisperer. He's somebody that really understands the position and does very well in explaining and teaching the quarterbacks that he has under his tutelage. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. There's some good running backs coming back. Williams is one. There's a couple of freshmen that looked okay, but those are people they're going to look for in the portal. And I think when the portal stuff comes out about who they're really looking at, I think it's really going to make a big impact on the explosiveness of next year's team.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame football report. Frank, what is James feeling so far as for next year regarding, you know, some of the schedule and some of the stars that are necessary to take on this schedule? Can you sort of briefly tell us about the schedule they're facing?
Well, sure. James is always looking at the future schedule. The big games that we're going to have next year, and James and I were talking about going up to Lambeau Field and playing Wisconsin. That's going to be kind of a fun game. Another big game for the Irish is Michigan State, who has a new coach, Fitzpatrick, and he is really a great coach, a solid guy from Northwestern. I think he's really going to improve their program. North Carolina is at Chapel Hill, so we're going to have our work cut out there. I think they have a whole year of experience underneath their belt, and Belichick is really going to be honing in on new players in the portal. So I think they'll be much better too. Navy had a great year this year, and they'll be back. They're going to play in Gillette Stadium in New England. Miami's coming to South Bend. I think that's going to be a huge game. There's so much into that game already. When you think about they started the year that this year and they lost like 27-24. It was such a close game. And they get picked over Notre Dame as far as the playoffs are concerned. So it's almost like a revenge game. I think SMU is going to be a big game for them. BYU is replacing SC, which a lot of people are disappointed with. Not that BYU they're disappointed with. Disappointed in not playing USC. That rivalry was so dynamic and so important to college football. We're sorry to see it being replaced at this time. But, Coach, I think a lot of that has to do with the head coach that's at SC right now. And I think once his regime is over, or his tenure at Southern Cal is over, wherever that may be, I think they may revisit the SC Notre Dame rivalry. If Notre Dame were to join the Big Ten, there'd be a natural blend in there as well. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I doubt it, to be honest with you. But those are some of the highlight games that we're looking at. James is very excited about it. James also mentioned there's a new defensive line coach, which is going to make a big difference at Notre Dame. His name is Charlie Partridge, and he's from Indianapolis. James is real high on him. James has a good buddy that's a center. I think his name is Painter from Ball State is at Indianapolis. And James often goes down and sees him at summer ball and also goes to a game or two during the year. So he was telling me this. Charlie Partridge is a great, great defensive coach, defensive line coach, and was in college at Pittsburgh before he went to the Indianapolis coach. So he comes with a lot of experience. Coach, James is also talking about the recruits. We have Joey O'Brien from Philadelphia who's coming. He's 6'4", 190 pounds, safety. We have Rodney Dunham, defensive end, who really is a five-star guy, 6'4", 225. Once you get into college, you'll probably gain another 15 or 20 pounds. This Adams is a cornerback, 6'1", from Maryland. This Premier, a tight end from Kansas, who they really like, 6'6", 235. And a quarterback, Noah Grubbs, from, I believe, St. Mary's in Florida. So there's some great recruits coming in. James is really excited about them. And I think they're going to add a lot to the competition. Nowadays, though, it's tough to force a young player to come in and start right away unless there's a real need for it. And some of these positions, I think they might have to wait a year or so before they're able to play. But it's exciting to think about it, that's for sure.
Well, Frank, I know you've been enjoying all the college football every weekend like I have, the entire season, but especially the last four or five weekends with the playoffs and conference championship games. And here we go again with a game on, Thursday night and Friday night. Let me ask you, as a football player and as a former coach, how do you do a turnaround so quickly when you play on a Saturday or you play on a Friday and you're coming back to play on a Thursday and a Friday with such physical contact that these four teams had? This has got to be really tough on the team, especially with travel involved at the same time.
Well, Coach, I agree with you. It can be difficult. However, when I played in the Canadian Football League, we used to make swings out west, and they used to be rather short swings, maybe two games in about 5 days. And you say to yourself, how could you do this? Well, what happens is that you're not practicing like a regular week. You have a day off, and then you're doing some light practicing, so it's not as taxing as it usually is. So shortly, and you have young bodies you're talking about, not older bodies like mine, but the idea of being able to rebound and come back is a lot easier for young players, especially in college, than would be for older guys in their 30s and 40s. So I think it's something that they can handle pretty well. And in the Fiesta Bowl, Coach, that's on the 8th Thursday. You have Miami's playing Ole Miss. This is going to be a real Donnybrook. I look at Miami Hurricanes. They got tons of talent. But on defense, they are a violent team. They're a team that are really going to go after you. And I think they're going to have to, because Ole Miss has a tremendous offense. The Shambliss has 3,600 yards passing, 21 touchdowns. Their rushing game is great. They have Lacey has 1,400 yards. He has 23 touchdowns. I mean, we're talking about a great offense here. When you look at some of the games they've played, the Miami, they lost to Louisville real close, 24-21, and then they lost to SMU 26-20 in the middle of the season. But they beat Pitt 28-7. They beat Notre Dame 27-24. They beat Texas A&M 10-3. And, of course, they beat Ohio State 24-14. So you're talking about some really tough teams that they played. I look at Miami. I think they should be favored in this game, and they're strong candidates to go to the championship game. But you can't count out Ole Miss and the numbers that they're showing up here offensively. They have some real athletes, and on defense they have people that can tackle. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins that game. I'm going to pick Miami in that game, even though I like Ole Miss, especially with the handicap that they've had and fight through without having their head coach there. And there's such turmoil now because Lane Kiffin wants those assistants to come to LSU and be there for the portal week to entice the portal players to come to LSU. So they're being pulled away from Ole Miss in some fashion. I don't know what the total outcome of that is, but in some way you gotta feel sorry for Ole Miss and what they've gone through. But their coach is doing a great job there. But I look at the Hurricanes winning that game in a close one. And then in the next game, we have Indiana and Oregon. The interesting thing about this, you have Kurt Sigonetti and you have Dan Lanning. Now, both these guys coach for Nick Saban, and both of them kind of resemble a little bit of what Nick Saban would bring to the table. I mean, they were organized, they're disciplined, they try to get their players to be all in on the process of doing everything they can to become successful. And that means not making any mistakes and being focused at all times. In this game, you have the athletes at Oregon. They have great skill with Dante Moore. He's thrown over to 3,000 yards, and he has 28 touchdowns with only 9 interceptions. They have great running backs in Winnington and Davis and Hill. They have great receivers. I look for them to be very explosive. On the other hand, I look at Indiana. And what I see is grind, grit. I see a team that is ready to fight at any moment to win the game. These guys are not super talented, but I think they're the guy on the block that has a desire to win like nobody else. And he's the guy you want on your team. So I look at Indiana to win that game by a close, low score and a close score. So it's going to be interesting, and then we'll have the two finalists on the 19th. And, Coach, I can hardly wait for this week to be over because it's going to be a bang-up weekend, that's for sure.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's going to start early with a Thursday night, a Friday night game. Then, of course, we watch NFL football on Saturday and Sunday. This is when NFL football gets really good, too. Frank, I'm going to let you go, but I know there's some people out there that you got to say hi to and thank them for listening.
Yes, we have two people, Diane and Craig Shanklin in Utah, St. George, Utah. They have been loyal listeners to us. And the Anton Giovanni boys here in South Bend, they love to listen to the show. So it's great to have them listening, and we look forward to hearing from them down the road, Coach. Thank you very much.
Well, Frank, let me tell you, next week we'll be talking about the championship game and all the other things that are happening at Notre Dame. Again, we want to wish you a happy new year. James, a happy new year. We thank both of you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week with our Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico.
Thanks, Coach. Bye now.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Pomerico. Again, we want to thank our sponsor for this segment, which is Ace Station Casinos, STN Sports app. the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Just go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up. We'll be right back.